105.7 The Hawk, classic rock for the Jersey Shore. Welcome to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River, and powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka, and Matt Harmon talk Shore Conference High School Football on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And a very good Thursday evening, everyone, on this September 6th. Welcome to the season opener of the Barnabas Health High School Football Show. I'm Kevin Williams, along with Ed Sarluka, usually the third cog in the wheel. Matt Harmon on special assignment tonight. Matt joins us in the booth tomorrow night as we open up our play-by-play season with Brick and Brick Memorial. But tonight it's our preview of the upcoming season in the Shore Conference, an annual thing for us as we start our sixth season with this show. I think it's year number six.
Yes, Coach. I always wondered what that meant, special assignment.
We got to come up with a lot of things to cover, Matt, because he's a man with many, many missions.
Do I ever get to go on a special assignment?
No, you don't go on special assignment.
I'm not allowed.
Not at your age. We are in a new venue and pretty excited about it this fall. We are at Baker's Water Street Grill in downtown Toms River, overlooking the Toms River, and this is where we'll be every Thursday night during the course of this high school football season. And delighted to be here with our host and Ed, who hails from Northern Ocean County, had not made it down here before and came in tonight. And Ed, you were wowed by the place.
Very impressed. Very impressed. I have been to the Lobster Shanty North quite a few times in Point Pleasant, where I live. But yeah, very impressive here. Many rooms. Our fans, should come down and join us down here and grab some appetizers, half-price appetizers, right? Five to seven. You can't beat it. It's a great place for us, especially to do a show from.
And we're really excited about being here each and every Thursday. We're able to work something out with our friend Bob Cooper from Chefs International and Aaron Jackson, the general manager here, and we're really looking forward to this. It is a great venue and will be a great place, by the way, for football all season long. They've got TVs throughout the place, and I consider myself a fairly regular, living very close to here. And now that our company, Town Square Media, is actually, we're right across the street, and we will all be there in sometime in October, but much of the business operation is already there, so this just works out fine. But tonight, we're on the air here till 8:30, and that's our new time this year, 7 to 8:30. And tonight we're going to take a look at the Shore Conference. We're going to run the gamut of Shore Conference High School football. And when we do something like that, we reach out to our regulars and are delighted to have them with us. Steve Falk from the Asbury Park Press and Scott Stump from All Shore Media and the Shore Sports Network. If you go on shoresportsnetwork.com, our website, Scott began his contributions to us earlier this week and will be contributing all season long as he did last year. So, gentlemen, I say good evening. And you know, you sit here, and I always say this, and it happens every when you get older, as Ed will attest to the fact, it goes faster. It seems like it was yesterday we were talking about the state finals in early December, and flash forward, and here we are on the eve of the season. It is hard to believe, Scott, we're at that point again.
I know. I think this is my 14th season already of doing Shore Conference football, and you're right. I feel like I just got back from Rutgers like 10 minutes ago, so it's it always definitely comes quick, but I always like how that excitement builds in the last week, you know, when the scrimmages wind down and everything, and finally we're going to see who's for real and who's not, and, you know, right away here this weekend.
Yeah, some great opening games in this first weekend, which we'll talk about. And as I say good hello to Steve Falk from the Asbury Park Press, we always like to tell our listeners about some of the quality work these guys do. If you did not get today's Asbury Park Press and you are a Shore Conference football fan, you need to run out and do so, because they've got their annual preseason tab, which is a little bit different from what they've done in the past. But I, you know, Steve, both Ed and I really liked what you did, and again, it was a little different from what you've done, but I think it's pretty neat, and it's one of those things, if you're a Shore Conference football fan, kind of a must to keep with you all season long.
Yeah, it is a little bit different. Instead of the regular team stories this year, we have more like capsule looks and then divisional overviews, which is basically more of the team previews themselves and how they're predicted to finish. And that stuff goes slow, But once the season starts, you're in week 12 before you know it.
Yeah. And one of the things I liked, and it's something, if you, Ed, you remember, we did it a few years ago, and one of the things we did, some of the neat little features, who has the best uniforms, who has the best PA announcer, and then they pick who they think, and then fans can also vote online. So that's a pretty cool thing. So, again, you want to pick up today's press and pull out that preseason tab. Now, my friend to my right here, or on your radio dial, Scott Stump from All Shore Media. Tomorrow's a big day for you because your preseason edition is out and very much different in terms of availability for Shore Conference fans.
Absolutely. We have a deal now where you'll be able to pick it up at any Wawa in Monmouth and Ocean County. So that's 47 new locations. And, I mean, let's be honest, if you don't live near a Wawa in Monmouth or Ocean County, you're probably hiding out from the government.
You're in a
or
cave some somewhere.
Witness protection program. And it's free. So it's right in that affordable place for everyone. So you can just definitely stop by any local Wawa tomorrow, pick it up, 68 pages, preview on every team, tidbits on every team, features, schedules, everything you're going to need to get ready.
So between those two publications and our show tonight, you're set.
Oh, you're set. Yeah, all right. The information. I'm going through the press and Scott's tab. I mean, there's so much information in here. It's overkill. There's so much.
You can't even remember all of it.
No.
For a while.
It is amazing when you have to cover the Shore Conference. What, 43? Is it
43?
43 high schools, probably among the biggest conferences really in the country. And, you know, I always say geographically, think about it, you know, from Mattawan to
Keyport.
Keyport to Pinelands Regional. I mean, you need an overnight bag if you're going from one to the other.
It's over an hour drive.
And, and still, in my opinion, the top conference. You know, I know there's some down in the Cherry Hill, the Cherokee, Shawnee area that think, what is that? The Olympic Conference.
That's actually now like part of the West Jersey Football League.
Right. But
well, I think the one thing I like is that at least one conference is geographically contained in two counties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many of these other conferences sprawl across three or four different counties, and there's two teams from this one county and a bunch from another. It's just, I just like the way the Shore is set up with the two counties.
All right. So before we start looking ahead, let's go back a little bit and just take kind of a look about 2011. A couple of state champions, right, produced Neptune and Mattawan.
Well, the last game, that Mattawan game, I still can't believe what happened in that game. That still was a stunner, the victory over Rumson.
Yeah, which everyone, of course, picked Rumson in that one. And what a swan song for Joe Martucci. I mean, that really was one of the shockers of the entire season.
And especially given the circumstances, Mattawan had the starter suspended, which kind of almost made Rumson an even heavier favorite. And, of course, there was the fun angle of a year earlier, Rumson had shocked a Mattawan team that was supposedly unbeatable, and then Mattawan turns the tables on them. Joe Martucci goes out with his fifth state title. Yeah, it was that was definitely incredible. I mean, not the most exciting game. It was 3-0, and the field goal came in the first quarter, so after that, there was no scoring, but just the fact that Mattawan was able to accomplish that with a depleted roster and, you know, everything stacked against them, that was just an amazing finish for them. And I would definitely say the most improbable state champion of the Shore teams. You know, Neptune, we thought, would really be able to go through and finish the job, and then Asbury was such a heavy favorite in Central Jersey Group 1. Yeah. I think Mattawan was really the one that opened some eyes at the end.
Steve, Neptune. State champions last year. Mark Ciccatelli comes in.
Right man in the right place at the right time. Neptune has always had the talent. They've always had the skill position personnel. But Mark Ciccatelli, kind of a reminder of the late John Amabile and the way he's a stern disciplinarian and wears the straw hat and likes to yell at his players from time to time. Those kids bought into what he was telling them and what he was preaching. And Jaheim Woods was the perfect fit for the spread offense and how he blossomed into a big-time player in the latter stages of last year.
You know, it's funny you should mention Mark Ciccatelli, but at this time last year, if you remember, guys, we were talking about Mark Ciccatelli maybe not even making the sidelines. There was a little controversy with the Board of Education and the administrators there and his job and jobs of assistant coaches and things like that. And there, you know, nobody really knew until Friday night or Friday morning if he was going
to
coach.
Yeah, well, it turned out to be the right thing that he
did. I guess he did.
I guess he did, and we'll certainly be talking about Neptune not from last year but this year during the course of the show. Guys, let me throw this at you. Biggest surprise from last year?
Well, I'd have to say Manalapan probably was the Cinderella team last year. We knew on paper maybe Sikowski. We didn't know really how good he would be. We didn't know he was going to be a 2,000-yard rusher. To me, it was Manalapan and making it all the way to the finals, losing in the finals, but, you know, making it all the way.
Steve?
I would say Manalapan is definitely one, but how about Jackson Memorial in the season they had last year? In the preseason, nobody really knew what to expect. New coaching staff, new quarterback, new quarterback. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, they were blowing out Thompson and North, and they were 4-0.
Yeah.
I would say Southern. I mean, they hadn't won a division title since 1972, and I think the common wisdom was they were a year away because they were kind of a junior-laden team, you know, with some good sophomores. So them coming out and winning a South against the Toms River North and even that Jackson Memorial team, I think that was definitely a little bit of an eye-opener. And then, you know, Mattawan pulling it together, because if you also remember, Cassius Williams was their tailback, supposed to be one of their stud guys, tears up his knees, done for the year early in the seasons. They seemed at a crossroads, and in a weird way, that was a fortuitous thing because they plugged Larry Alston in there, running back, and he becomes a monster. So, you know, I think Mattawan surprised some people, but I don't know if anybody saw Southern winning A-South last year.
And I think the other one I'll throw in, I think one of the best stories of last football season
was Point Pleasant Beach.
John Wagner, a veteran coach, you know, comes down from North Jersey, takes over the Point Beach program, a program that, you know, really has had, you know, few highlights over a long time and really produces a magical season. He was our coach of the year at our Shore Sports Network, coach of the year in Ocean County, and really did a great job. And, you know, I think they're pretty excited about football in Point Beach.
And now that they have a lot of those guys back, you know, they probably had the highest expectations they've had in maybe 30 years this season.
Yeah.
I mean, they win their first playoff game since 1982, bring back a lot of core of that team. I think they're really thinking – we can make a run at B Central and then, you know, a state sectional title.
Yeah, the difference this year, Scott and Steve, though, is that they will not surprise anybody this year.
Right.
Last year, they sort of snuck up on everybody. And
they will be circled on the calendar.
Exactly. You know, another thing, Kevin, on the other side of the fence are some of the teams who struggled that are unheard of, like a Lacey team losing record.
4-6, right?
Toms River East, 2 wins. Brick Memorial 4-6. You know, teams like that who, you know, perennial winners and winning records, you know, went the other way, even though a lot of those games were close in a lot of situations. But let's see if those teams can rebound.
Toms River North, another one you mentioned.
Howell.
Yeah, four and six. 4-6 a year ago, real surprise. Howell, exactly. You know, teams that we have just sort of accustomed to them, you know, winning each and every year, and probably thought at this time last year they would certainly be maybe not great, but good teams, and they ended up being big disappointments.
Yeah, I mean, considered to be top 10 or in the top 10 when the season started, and then, you know, whether it was a certain unit becoming an Achilles heel, like Howell's run defense not being able to stop anybody, or you know, Toms River North's defense having some issues and being an up-and-down team. Yeah, there was definitely a lot of sort of the traditional powers that struggled. And I think the hardest thing I tried to figure out this year was which one of them is going to go back from 4 and 6 to 7 or 8 or 9 wins this year.
You know, it's funny. Things do run in cycles, but there are those schools that we just sort of assume every year will be good. And I think sometimes we all are guilty of giving them the benefit of
Manasquan.
The doubt. And Manasquan's a perfect example. Middletown South. We just assume that no matter what, they're going to find 8 or 9 wins somewhere. And then when we don't, we go, wow, what a disappointment.
And without looking at who's on their team.
Exactly, right? We just look at the name and the coaches usually.
I think they set the bar so high that, you know, even by their own standards, if they don't do it, even when you look at their personnel and you go, this team has no business winning 8 or 9 games, people just expect it regardless of who graduates. But in another way, that's a tribute to the programs they've built.
Yeah, I think high school football, too, is getting tougher and tougher because, again, you know, the players, you know, player turnaround, players change, players move on. The winning tradition in certain places is going to be perpetuated. But, again, bottom line, every coach says, hey, the key to success is talent. You have to have talent.
It's not the X's and O's.
It really comes down to talent. We've got some talent up here tonight. It's the quartet of guys talking Shore Conference High School football, something we love to do. We'll be doing every Thursday from Baker's Water Street Grill in Toms River, and we're looking forward to this. Should be a lot of fun this fall. And, of course, again, our first game, our first open MRI of Wall Game of the Week is tomorrow night when we'll be at Brick Memorial for the Mustangs and the Brick Green Dragons. Nothing like those rivalry games to open the season. That will be one, and one we are certainly looking forward to doing tomorrow night. Matt Harmon will join Ed and I. That's a kickoff at 7 o'clock, broadcast time at 6:50 on 105.7 Mohawk and, of course, shoresportsnetwork.com.
Yeah, you know, I wrote in my blog this week on the Shore Sports Network about the rivalries that have been created and how we went back to the old school divisions.
A-South,
A-North, B-South, and so on. A lot of these teams have played each other, but this year playing each other in the conference and for, you know, big-time stakes.
Let me, before we sort of look at the divisions, there's been a realignment this year, right? We went from seven divisions to six. For your Scott, I'll start with you. In terms of what's the biggest change for you in terms of those realignments? What's the one when you saw him said, well, that's kind of interesting?
Well, I just think A-South is so deep. I think there's going to be one or two really good teams, and solid teams that might only have two wins. Someone has to finish at the bottom of the standings.
Brick and Lacey move up
right,
to A-South.
Two quality teams moving into a division that's already really solid. You know, I thought the new B-North looked pretty difficult. Mm. But I really thought from top to bottom, A-South was the division that jumped out at me as, since Toms River South has improved under Coach Signorino Jr., and Toms River East we know is kind of in line for a bounce-back thing. Plus, Lacey is Lacey. They're going to be a tough team. Brick has a great sophomore class and is an up-and-coming team. So when I saw that, I thought, wow, their A-South, man, is just going to be an all-out war, and there's going to be some good teams that are just casualties of that division.
You know, Steve, many times over the course of maybe the last 10 years, everybody's been saying Lacey doesn't belong in the B. They belong up with the big boys.
Yep,
well, guess what?
They're up there
this year.
They're there, and I'm curious to see how they're going to do. They played many of these schools in the past.
Exactly.
They more than held their own. They've beaten a lot of them more than they've lost to them. I think they'll be fine in A-South. The one that intrigues me is Manasquan in with Red Bank Catholic and Rumson in A-Central. Manasquan, we've always said for years, going back to when the late Vic Cabu was coaching them, we would love to see them play a Group 3 caliber schedule. They've got it now.
Hmm. Yeah, they got Middletown South.
And Red Bank Catholic.
And non-divisional
and Red Bank Catholic in division.
Yeah, right.
So as Scott said, I think it's a good point. Somebody's got to lose these games. So you're going to have teams that might be better than they were a year ago, but because of a conference shift, will have a worse record.
What will happen is the playoffs will roll around, and you'll see people going, this Mercer County team that's out there that's, number two in the seeding wouldn't beat this team that's in fifth place in B North,
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll start looking at the divisions kind of quickly. We're not going to break down every individual team. That's not something we do, but we'll take a look at the divisions, look at the teams to beat, maybe some of the top players. Again, we're at Baker's Water Street Grill in Toms River, and they've got the TVs on with all the sports, Yankees, Orioles. I know Coach Sarluk will be paying more attention to that than high school football talk tonight, as his beloved Yanks
got a big.
They put it right on for you,
right in front of me.
Right on for you. Should
as
be great.
Jeter probably leads off this game with a base hit.
But maybe. We are talking high school football, and we will till 8:30 tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.